Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The cleanup continues on Buffalo's west side 1 week after an EF1 tornado touched down, leaving considerable destruction in its wake. City crews will be providing curbside pickup today for residents along the streets hardest hit by the tornado. According to WGRZ, residents are asked to pile branches and other debris at their curbs to allow for pickup. The pickups are expected today along Carolina Street, Whitney Place, Prospect Avenue, Georgia Street, and Niagara Street. Governor Kathy Hochul says help is on the way for residents of Allegheny County and other locales impacted by flooding caused by the remnants of Hurricane Debby. Hochul was in the southern tier on Sunday to join state and local officials in touring the damaged areas. Heavy rains created flash flooding in parts of Steuben and Allegheny counties that left significant damage to homes and roads. During her Sunday visit to hard-hit Canastillo, Hochul said she has reached out to the federal government for potential financial assistance, though damage totals first need to be tabulated. And local gas prices are avoiding the annual surge typically encountered during the summer driving season. According to the AAA of Western and Central New York, the average price for a gallon of unleaded gasoline in Buffalo is $3.57, which is a penny lower than last week. The national average price is down 3 cents from last week and now stands at $3.44. 1 year ago, that price was $3.85 per gallon. Diesel fuel costs are also coming down, currently standing at $3.75 per gallon.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Buffalo police detectives are continuing their investigation into a weekend shooting on the city's west side. Northwest District officers were called around 4 Sunday morning to Grant Street and Potomac Avenue, where a 36-year-old Buffalo man had been shot. The victim was taken to ECMC, where he is listed in critical condition. Anyone with information is asked to call or text the confidential tip call line at 847-2255. A former Erie County deputy clerk could spend up to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to stealing over $320,000. According to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, 55-year-old Alexander McDougall of Buffalo stole the public dollars between April 2019 and June 2023 while working in the Registrar's Division of the Erie County Clerk's Office. The thefts came to light last summer following an audit from the Erie County Comptroller's Office, which then turned over the matter to the District Attorney's Office. McDougall, who has agreed to pay full restitution as part of his plea deal, used the funds to pay rent and other personal expenses. And residents in northern Chautauqua County should be aware of this week's rabies prevention campaign. Officials say fixed-wing aircraft on Sunday began dropping small baits containing rabies vaccine in areas near the village of Brockton and the towns of Portland and Arkwright. While the baits pose no health threat to humans or pets, they are designed to attract wildlife. Residents are advised to leave the baits where they are found. The drops will continue through this Saturday.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.